Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, and we finished Siman Aleph. Just want to clarify a few points before we move on to Siman Beis. So we've been sourcing, the primary source of what this Chayyim is saying is the opinion of the Ramban in Parashas Yisro. The Ramban adds one or two more points which are important. He says the same way we count the days of the week to come to Shabbos, because the days of the week function as a way to remind us of the coming Shabbos, which is coming, and that's part of the way we keep Shabbos in our minds. So when we count the months, based on the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and a lunar cycle there's not really a beginning and an end. In a solar cycle, we could say that the first season should be the spring, etc. But we don't. Our calendar is basically a lunar cycle. It's 12 lunar cycles or 13 lunar cycles. Why should the year begin at a certain time and end at a certain time? So we said the year begins for many halachas. The beginning of the year, the Chodesh Harishon is Nisan, because that's when we left Mitzrayim. So we count the months as a way to remind us about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the beginning. That's the beginning of Klal Yisrael. What about the names that we use for the months? In the Torah, the Torah does not use names. The Torah refers to them as Chodesh Harishon, Chodesh Hasheni. We do find names already mentioned in Tanakh. Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv. So the names that we use, where do they come from? See, the Ramban says they came from Bavel. That these are names which were used in Bavel. And the reason why we use them is Zecher for the Yitzir from Golas from Bavel from and Poras. We were Zecher to go back up to Bayesh Sheni. We took the names with us to remind us that once upon a time we were under the Shilton of Bavel, and Baruch Hashem, we've been able to leave that Golus. So to Zecher for that. So that's why we use those names of the months as such. Point number one. Point number two, the Ramban, when he talks about the idea of this counting, that we count the days of the week to Shabbos, he gives a parallel. The parallel that he gives is the same way the Beis Din would count the Shemitahs to come to the Yovel. Through counting the Shemitah, they count the first Shemitah cycle, the second Shemitah cycle, and then eventually after seven Shemitah cycles, you have a Yovel. So the same way that's true over there, that's what we're doing over here. We're counting the days of the week to come to Shabbos. So he says the same way when Beis Din uses the vehicle of counting as a vehicle to generate the din of Yovel, and that's true, the Beis Din is supposed to count in order to generate the din of Yovel. Over here also we do the same. Now, what exactly does he mean? He can't mean that if we didn't count the days of the week, there's no halacha of Shabbos. Because that, the Gemara says, that different than Yom Tov, where Yom Tov depends on Beis Din setting up the Chedoshim, no Chedoshim, no Yom Tov. Shabbos is there no matter what. It's not depending on the person. So what does Ramban mean when he says that we're sort of generating the Kedusha of Shabbos through the counting? So we find a parallel to that, the halacha of a Bechor. Bechor is the firstborn animal. The firstborn animal is Kaddish and it's a Korban. But the Gemara says, even though it's Kaddish on its own, and it's a Korban, it's appropriate for the person to add Kedushas HaPeh. The person should say, this should be for Bechor. So that sounds strange. It's already Kaddish. What are you adding? Apparently, the act of saying Kedushas HaPeh, of saying this is to be Kaddish, this should be designated to be a Bechor, adds something to it. So the similar idea over here, even though Shabbos is there no matter what, the act of saying this should be Shabbos, this should be adds a Kedusha to Shabbos. So the mitzvah of Kiddush, which is the final mitzvah included in Zachor Shema Shabbos L'Kadshoy, the Ramban understands Zachor Shema Shabbos, you talk about the day of Shabbos, L'Kadshoy, to give it holiness. Through the counting and through the words of Kiddush that we say on Shabbos, we're actually generating and adding Kedusha into Shabbos. That's a very important idea to see how powerful the concept of Kiddush is according to the Ramban. We will see that the Rambam has a different understanding in the concept of what Kiddush is about. And when we learn the Lachos of Kiddush, we will talk about the opinion of the Rambam. The last point, which you need to clarify, which the Rambam will do in the next year, is that these halachas, that we have multiple mitzvahs which we're going to fulfill in through various different ways of Mekayim Zachor Shema Shabbos Akatra that we mentioned. There is a catch, and that if a person does these things without being aware that they are mitzvahs, one does not get the credit for that mitzvah. So that's a concept known as mitzvah zichus kavanah, which we'd like to clarify a little more in the next shiur. Meanwhile, have a good day.